O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you, as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us bow down and bend the knee. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. I will trust in the Lord and shout with my life. That power belongs to the Lord. Psalm 62, verses 1 to 3 and 13-14. For God alone my soul in silence waits. For him comes my salvation. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold, so that I shall not be greatly shaken. How long will you assail me to crush me, all of you together, as if you were a leaning fence, a toppling wall? God has spoken once, twice I have heard it. That power belongs to God. Steadfast love is yours, O Lord, for you repay everyone according to his deeds. I will trust in the Lord and shout with my life. That power belongs to God. A reading from 3 John verses 1 to 13. Beloved, you do faithfully whatever you do for the brethren and for strangers who have borne witness for your love before the church. If you send them forward on their journey in a manner worthy of God, you will do well, because they went forth for his name's sake, taking nothing from the Gentiles. We therefore ought to receive such that we may become fellow workers for the truth. I wrote to the church, but Diotrephes, who loves to have the preeminence among them, does not receive us. Therefore, if I come, I will call to mind his deeds which he does, prating against us with malicious words. And not content with that, he himself does not receive the brethren, and forbids those who wish to, putting them out of the church. Beloved, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. He who does good is of God. But he who does evil has not seen God. Demetrius has a good testimony from all and from the truth itself. And we also bear witness, and you know that our testimony is true. I had many things to write, but I do not wish to write to you with pen and ink, but I hope to see you shortly, and we shall speak soon face to face. Peace to you. Our friends greet you. Greet the friends by name. I will trust in the Lord and shout with my life. That power belongs to God. Dorothy Day, co-founder of the Catholic Worker Movement, wrote, "What we do is very little, but it is like the little boy with a few loaves and fishes. Christ took that little and increased it. He will do the rest. What we do is so little that we may seem to be constantly failing. But so did he fail. He met with apparent failure on the cross. But unless the seeds fall onto the earth and die, there is no harvest." Let us pray. As we enter prayer now, we pause to be still, to breathe slowly, to recenter our scattered senses upon the presence of God. God of every blessing, in this new day, we invite you to shape our soul with your words and inspire our lives through your works. Teach us to walk in the way of your blessing. And we choose to rejoice in God's encouragement today, joining with the ancient cry of all God's people in the words of Psalm 69. The humble will see their God at work and be glad. Let all who seek God's help be encouraged, for the Lord hears the cries of the needy. He does not despise his imprisoned people. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, give courage and comfort to our sisters and brothers in faith who face persecution around the world for the sake of righteousness. May they know your peace. May they know your presence. And we take this time now to bring areas within the world that we know face such persecution. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And as we prepare to take this time of prayer into the coming day, the Lord who loves us says in Revelation 2:7, "Whoever has ears, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the one who is victorious, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God." So, Father, help us to live this day to the full, being true to you in every way. Jesus, help us to give ourselves away to others, being kind to everyone we connect with. And Spirit, help us to love the lost, proclaiming Christ in all we do and say. And as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen." Give us patience and humility with our feeble efforts at faithfulness. Bless the minute things we do in your name so that our small acts of faith may find witness among many and thereby glorify you. So may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors.